Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Very interesting survey talking about the use of alcohol in America. I was so fascinated by some of the data points about U.S. drinking, what level of consumption is at, where people are at by generations. I found it so fascinating. I wanted to share it with you because there's a Gallup poll and, you know, had a lot of different elements to it. One of the more surprising elements is what percentage, PJ, I'm going to use you as a guinea pig. You ready to be guinea pig for a day?
Sure.
Okay, for the moment. PJ is filling in so well for John Pickens while John is out dealing with family stuff. What percentage of Americans say they drink? Like, at all?
So any drink.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they not necessarily every day. But, like, there's people who do not drink and there's people who do drink. What percentage of Americans do drink at least sometimes?
80%.
54%.
Wow.
Almost half. Like, as in, like, as low as almost half. And that number is down significantly over the last, and they've been tracking this for a long time, but it's kind of gone up and gone down, but it's down over the last several years from over 60%, something around the 62, 63%. It's now down to 54%. So that's the first one, which I think that's fascinating because I tend to think, like you, that probably three quarters, mm-hmm. you know, of people drink at least sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, the people who never, never drink strike me as a, you know, I mean, like my dad never drinks. Okay, he's never had a drink in his life. He was raised as a good Methodist, you know, and he's a pastor, and he's never had a drink in his life. He might have had a sip of wine or something, but I think he's never had a drink. You know, like Trump has said, he's never had a drink. Okay, so that's one. And so that's down. And then in trending over the course of, like, looking at gender and race and age, men, 2023 to 2025, that's all these numbers over the last 2 years, decreased consumption, like anybody who drinks. From 62 to 57, women from 62 to 51. So women have begun even more not drinking. White adults from 67 to 56. People of color from 54 to 52. So that's actually held steady, relatively steady. Young people have gone from 59% to 50, 18 to 34 age. 35 to 54 from 66 to 56. So both categories declining almost 10%,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot. 55 and older, 65 to 56, so down 5%. So across the ages, people have declined. Younger, more decline. This one surprised me. Household income, less than $40,000 a year. That's not very much in today's world. 53% in 2023 said they drank, 39%. Don't you tend to think that poor people drink? Don't you? I mean,
probably.
Maybe they can't afford it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they buy Bud Light and Bush and, you know, like they, you know, old Milwaukee and, you know. Okay. I have a story about Pabst, by the way, later. You're not from Milwaukee. Okay. People at the $40,000 to $100,000 range, it went from 58 to 54%, so kind of held it even. $100,000 or more, what percentage of people in 2023 said they drank? $100,000 or more. Let's say that's wealthy. That's not wealthy, but let's say that's wealthy.
35%.
79%.
Really? Okay.
Rich people drink more. Isn't that weird? I don't know what your perception is, but my perception was surprising. That was surprising. 20 points higher, and now that's declined to 66%. It's still 11 points higher than the next lowest and significantly more than people who are very poor. Party identification, Republicans, went from 65% in 2023 to 46%. That's a cut by a third. That's 21-point drop in 2 years for Republicans who say they drink any alcohol ever. That's wild to me. Independent, 61 to 55, and Democrats, 64 to 61. I would have thought Democrats had gone up in the last 2 years. How do you deal with problems? You know, they're not happy. We talked about that recently. This is interesting. The perceived health effects of moderate drinking. Do you believe that drinking, a drink or two a day at most is good for you, bad for you, or doesn't make any difference? What is the perception of moderate drinking? Not binge drinking, not high consumption, just, you know, moderate drinking, one to two drinks per day or less. What's your perception of that? If you look, and here it's kind of interesting, in the people who say that it's good for your health, In 2001, it was at 22-ish. It's hard to read this chart accurately, but I say 22%. It's now at 6%. So very, very few people believe that moderate drinking is good for your health. I believe that moderate drinking is good for your health, like the glass of red wine kind of thing, you know, that that's actually okay for you, good for you. The number of people who believe that it makes no difference, okay, that it doesn't matter at all, has gone from 48 to 37%. It had kind of been bouncing around, and then it dropped over the last 2 years. So now only a third of people even believe that it makes no difference. And the people who think that drinking moderately is bad for you has gone from 28%, and then it has spiked up to 53% now. So the perception of drinking is negative, very negative. Perception by age, similar pattern. People 18 to 34, I don't know why people at 18 are being asked. Okay, just saying. But yeah, I guess they're future drinkers in a theoretical world. 30% in 2001. So one in three young persons in 2001 said that drinking is bad for you. Moderate drinking. 66% today. That's a double, more than double. And across the board, those numbers have gone up. For people who are in the middle age range, it's gone from 30 to 50. And for people in the higher age range, it's gone from 20 to 48. So across the board, people believe that moderate drinking is bad for you, which I think is interesting. I mean, just a fascinating thing. Because I would have said, if you had told me that people are drinking less alcohol, what I would have said is it has to do with people, young people, don't socialize. You know, there's this theory, I happen to hold this theory, that one of the reasons that reproductive rates are down and STD rates are down and, you know, birth rates are down, all of that stuff, the reason it's down is because people are having less sex, not for any ideological conviction or religious epiphany, but because they don't socialize. They don't go out, and they don't go out and bump into people before they bump into people. You know, like there's no, you know, that just doesn't happen as much. But yeah, people, alcohol, I would have said the same thing. It's because people aren't really going out and drinking and partying and hanging out. They're doing online. They're isolated. They're playing video games and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, apparently it's across the board with ages. Now, what I said might also be true, that everybody's isolating more, but interesting. Also with the perception of it being negative. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Traffic's brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. There is a traffic light out at US 29 Muskogee Road. Just remember it's a four-way stop now until it gets fixed. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to this Gallup study on alcohol consumption in the United States. Last one here is, what kind of alcohol, if you have a preference, do you drink most often, liquor, beer, or wine? You want to take a shot at, this goes back to my chart goes back to 1993. In 1993, what was the number one? Was it beer, liquor, or wine? Who drinks, like, that's your preference, your alcohol of choice?
Wine.
Beer.
Oh, okay.
At like 47%. Wine was about 28%, and liquor was about 20% of people say they prefer liquor. Today, which one do you think is on top?
I'm going to be wrong anyway, so beer.
Yeah, there you go. See, beer's on top. It's maintained, but it's declined significantly. It's now 38 compared to 48, so it's declined a lot in popularity. Wine has held pretty even. Liquor has really gone, you know, a lot of the people like scotch drinkers, bourbon clubs, all that kind of stuff, that's really gone up in popularity. So people drink less. They have a more negative view of moderate drinking. But when they do drink, they like, you know, whiskey and what would a seltzer count as? I mean, it's technically liquor, but not really. It's technically, it just tastes like pain. But, you know, what was the description I heard of somebody? Seltzer tastes like if you could put static inside a can and then wave a fruit smell over the top of it. I think that's a pretty accurate description. So I just found that interesting. You know, where people are at, how often they drink, what they drink, and, you know, what the perception of it as being either acceptable or being unhealthy or anything. 818 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need any kind of video production, and I know that might sound like a very, you know, God, who needs video? Well, okay. Selling a house can be a video production thing. If it's you have a business, if you're doing any kind of marketing at all, like on social media, if you have an event, a wedding, whatever, or you want a professionally done high quality video, or of your home, like you want to make sure there's a record of your home in case there's a storm, or because you're proud of your home, you know, whatever, anything like that. You want to run through of a boat, you want to run through of a restaurant, you want to anything that's video related. you want to give Pelican Drones a call because they do this stuff and they're really good at it. Now, I know it's drones is in the name and you might think it's all this aerial stuff. And of course, they're great at that. And they have been working in this area for a long time and doing work for all kinds of big name folks that you would know, like, you know, FDOT, FPL, LDOT, Visit Alabama. All kinds of folks, okay? But here's the thing. When they shoot your video, you own it. So the raw material, the raw footage, if you want to go back and mine that some more, you own it, okay? And you pay by fixed rate pricing, hour, half day, full day. They'll do ads for you for the next 6 months. You know, whatever you need them to do. Inspections, business walkthrough, real estate. Anyway, the point is they want to maximize your value, and they're incredibly good at this. So if you need any kind of content creation, talk to Pelican Drones. It's pelicandrones.com. Very easy to remember.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When it comes to safety, Subarus are all-star performers. In fact, the 2025 Subaru Ascent, Crosstrek, Forester, and Outback earned top marks with a 5-star overall vehicle score from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And the Subaru Ascent has been an IIHS top safety pick for 8 years running. The Forester has been an IIHS top safety pick for 19 years running. And the Outback has been an IIHS top safety pick for 16 years running. All of which explains why the American Customer Satisfaction Index ranks Subaru number one in safety. Subaru, more of what you value most. Get special low rates on select new vehicles during the Subaru A Lot to Love event going on now through September 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You are invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and watch the sunset and enjoy your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's bluegrass house band, String Farm, taking the stage. Come out and hear the best songs in bluegrass this Tuesday night at 7 with String Farm at Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have 5 offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Oh, got a bunch of texts in on the topic you were just talking about of declining alcohol consumption and the increased belief that moderate alcohol consumption is not good for you. Very dramatic numbers, frankly, from Gallup. Somewhere around half of people actually drink at all. And the perception of alcohol, even moderate alcohol consumption, as being bad for you has risen dramatically over the last few years. Several people texted along the same theme. Is it because they're all getting high? Because they're all using weed? The survey, the Gallup publication on this, actually said they do not believe that's the case, because even though marijuana is now legal in about half of these states and it is higher today than a decade ago, it's been fairly steady over the past 4 years and thus doesn't appear to correlate or be a factor in people choosing not to drink alcohol, because those numbers have changed a lot in the last 4 years. Marijuana has not changed a lot in the last 4 years, although I think anecdotally I had several people tell me, you know, I have friends who used to drink and now they do weed or whatever, and you know, I can see that being the case. Interesting note, just as a thought, if people are consuming less alcohol, who will that affect? Towns like ours that depend on vacationers going out to eat and buying alcohol, right? I mean, you know, tourism economy. If people aren't drinking as much alcohol, restaurants and bars are not doing as well, right? And this kind of goes along with another thing that I had not been thinking much about. I read the other day and I thought it was fascinating. You know how all these people are on like Ozempic or the other drugs that are similar to Ozempic? They're all losing weight. You know, one of the byproducts of losing weight and being on these drugs? You don't eat as much.
Duh.
Where don't you eat as much? At restaurants. Restaurants are apparently suffering because all these people losing weight and not having appetite don't go out to eat as much, don't order as much. You know, they might go out to eat, but they don't order the appetizer. Or they might go out to eat, but they don't order the drink because they're not drinking. Like, the combination of the lower interest in moderate alcohol consumption and the diet drug-based reduction in food consumption is apparently across the country is having an adverse effect on restaurant volume, which is, I mean, interesting byproduct, makes sense, and I hadn't been thinking about it. 826 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic for us.
We just got a report that the traffic light at Muskogee Road and 29 is back to normal. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
So I guess we need to spend some of those Visit Pensacola dollars on it's okay to drink again. I don't know. Maybe if people are against drinking, maybe we shouldn't promote it. It was Cooper, who used to be our news director for a long time ago. He always had the expression that Pensacola is a drinking town with a fishing problem. I always thought that was clever. I don't know that he innovated it, but he's the one who said it that I heard, so I give him credit for it. 437-1620. I'm tempted to ask you what you thought. Well, you know, tell me what you think about this. There's a Chick-fil-A in, what was the location? It's not here, okay? This was in Ohio. There's a Chick-fil-A in Ohio, in Kettering, Ohio, that has now implemented a policy that no one 17 and under is allowed in the store unaccompanied by an adult. You have the Chick-fil-A chaperone policy, the teen chaperone policy. Unaccompanied minors may be asked to leave. Thank you for helping us keep Chick-fil-A family friendly. I mean, first of all, let's observe. It's got to be pretty nice if you're a restaurant owner and you can turn people away. That's pretty good. But also, you know, it's kind of like the mall thing, right? Malls don't really want the kids hanging out and being disruptive and making the people that actually have the money feel uncomfortable, you know? That's kind of understandable. So interesting. I thought that was, I don't know if this is meant to be more of a rule to actually cause a change or if it's more of a promotional marketing. Hey, hint, hint, by the way, come here and you'll be free of the problems that are caused by kids unaccompanied. I don't know. PJ, when you were a kid, you used to go to fast food restaurants on your own, like you'd hang out, right?
Yes, I did.
All the time, yep. Right? Were you a good patron? Or
I think
were you
so.
A troublemaker?
No, I wasn't a troublemaker.
I can see it. Like, I can, you know, kids are loud and obnoxious sometimes. I don't think of them necessarily being Chick-fil-A kids, but you know, I don't know. I thought it was an interesting note. 828 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? Since we're in this vicinity, since we're kind of in the health and, you know, well, health, I guess, vicinity. I saw this. Remember I said the other day to David, I said, you know, have we gone to David this half hour? Oh, my God, David, I'm so sorry. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Hamas says it will accept a ceasefire plan put forward by mediators from Qatar and Egypt, but Israel may not. The negotiations have come as Israel prepares to launch a massive assault on and occupation of Gaza City. As that war continues, the Federal Trade Commission suing a ticket seller that they say used fake accounts to buy Taylor Swift concert tickets to sell at a markup. The feds say that Key Investment Group used thousands of fake accounts to buy tickets for the Taylor Swift Eras tour. And President Trump and U.S. European allies expressing some cautious optimism about a deal to end the Ukraine-Russia war. This after yesterday's big meeting between Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, European leaders, and the head of NATO at the White House.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Back to this health note. Study published in the Journal of Nature Medicine, August 4th. If you want to lose weight, here's the key. You ready? Yeah, I mean, of course, diet and exercise. But diet, okay? What you eat? Adults who ditched ultra-processed foods lose nearly twice as much weight over a two-month span as those who did not. So, yes, exercise. Yes, eat less. Yes, be willing to endure hunger. But, yes, give up the ultra-processed food. Now, that's a term you may not know. Many of you do, maybe you don't. Microwave meals, soda, potato chips, packaged cookies, frozen meals, instant soups, breakfast cereal, highly sweetened yogurts, as in the one you can stand to eat, processed meats like hot dogs, chicken nuggets. Bro! So not only do you have to eat less and you have to exercise more and you have to be willing to be hungry, but now you have to give up the yummy stuff too?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he's setting up a meeting between Russia's President Putin and Ukraine's President Zelensky to work out a peace deal.
I wouldn't say they are ever going to be best friends, but they're doing okay, and we're just going to see. So we're setting up a meeting. I sort of set it up with Putin and Zelensky, and, you know, they're the ones that have to call the shots.
The president on Fox and Friends. Hurricane Aaron's approach has some beaches closed due to dangerous rip currents.
Several popular beaches in New Jersey and Delaware are closed to swimmers, and high waves are in the forecast this week for parts of New York City, Long Island, and New England. Millions of people up and down the East Coast have been told to prepare for impacts from Aaron, which is now a Category 3 storm.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, there are mandatory evacuations for the North Carolina Outer Banks. America's listening to Fox News.
+831 at News Radio 92.3. Sunshine, 79 degrees right now. The heat index starting to climb, too, seeing 91 right now. For that, we'll have our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. A federal judge in Miami has now dismissed part of one of the federal lawsuits over the controversial migrant detention facility known as Alligator Alcatraz. In a 47-page decision, Judge Rodolfo Ruiz wrote the Chrome North Processing Center has been designated as the place where the detainees' cases can be heard. The ACLU and other plaintiffs no longer have a case questioning where the cases will be heard. The judge also ruled that because of the majority of the detention center being in Collier County, Miami-Dade is not the correct venue for the remainder of the suit. He's moving that to the Middle District of Florida. Another federal judge is expected by Thursday to issue a ruling on another lawsuit about the environmental impact of Alligator Alcatraz. Scambia Fire Rescue hosting a public physical abilities testing next week. That'll be held next Tuesday, the 26th, at the Pensacola Fire Department. That test is open to anybody who wants to join the fire department. The testing includes push-ups, sit-ups, a 1.5-mile run, a charged hose pull, a Kaiser sled, a tower evolution, and if you pass, you could go on and become a cadet. The county says certified firefighters receive numerous benefits, including competitive pay and insurance, a $48.96 schedule, paid holidays, and incentive pay. More information at myescambia.com. A Pensacola Catholic high school student facing charges for making a school threat. The juvenile student was arrested last week. Deputies say they took an abundance of caution and had extra deputies on hand at the school to investigate when the juvenile was arrested. The school said that the student was enrolled there, but no longer is. And there's no word on what charges or where the student will face charges at this time. Well, for the first time in decades, passenger rail service is running on the Gulf Coast. The Mardi Gras route between Mobile and New Orleans began operating Monday, but it won't be expanding to Pensacola, at least not anytime soon. Mobile has said they plan to terminate the agreement if it expands east or north of the city. An Amtrak spokesperson says the company operates on a federal charter on privately owned tracks.
Henceforth, you cannot, by default, legislate Amtrak's activity on a interstate commerce issue. So this whole concept of legislating where a train can go and cannot by a city, not the federal, not the state, but by a city, is absolutely bogus.
That's Jerry Gaiman from Amtrak and Mobile worried that the passenger trains running through their CSX tracks would disrupt the Port of Mobile operations. Amtrak says they are open to expansion options if they find the right partners. For now, the Mardi Gras service has departures twice a day, both from Mobile and New Orleans, and includes several stops along the Mississippi coast on the way. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got our traffic.
Traffic's brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor. Text radio to 833-93. I-10 and 110 are both looking good at this hour. 3 Mile Bridge not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have a small chance of rain this afternoon, 30% overall, high near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Wednesday, 30% chance of rain, high near 92. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Going into Thursday, 30% chance of rain, high near 91. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 80 degrees on the dot. We've got the heat index up to 94. Our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our markets today. The Dow is up 66 points at 44,978. S&P down 13 points at 64,36. The NASDAQ down 109 points at 21,527. Our 10-year bond rate is down just a bit at 4.316%. Gold price is down 190 at 33.76. Silver down 7 cents at 37.95. And looks like Bitcoin down about 862 today at 115,489 right now. Ethereum's down 57 bucks. Solana down $1.50. Dogecoin down 0.3 cents. XRP is down 6 cents today. Well, housing starts are up, growing by 5.2% in July compared to June. That's according to a report this morning from the U.S. Census Bureau. That represents more than 1.4 million homes and was stronger than analysts were expecting. Building permits dropped. The latest figures show a 2.8% decrease for July. KFC is bringing back some discontinued menu items. According to a news release, the food chain is returning potato wedges as well as hot and spicy wings after obsessive demand from their fans. Popular potato wedges were discontinued and replaced by secret recipe fries in 2020. The hot and spicy wings returning after about a two-year hiatus. Well, Google getting out ahead of Apple by releasing the new Pixel 10 series phone ahead of the iPhone 17.
Made by Google event will be held Wednesday. Apple's hardware event is slated for September. TechCrunch reports an anticipated new feature is called Camera Coach. It will let Gemini give you real-time tips for taking better photos. The AI is supposedly able to see what's going on and suggest the best angles and lighting for your shot. I'm Michael Kastner.
Several top Senate Democrats are urging President Trump to stop a deal with NVIDIA and AMD. That deal would allow the companies to sell AI chips to China after they agreed to share 15% of revenue from sales. However, that's raising some national security concerns for Democratic lawmakers. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer leading a group of legislators sending a letter to the White House arguing that the government's deal with chip makers blatantly violates the purpose of export control laws. 8:38. Our next news at 9. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, topic for the day.
Oh, here we go. I hate when he gets excited.
It's not like that. You should never think of it like that. It's never mean. 437-1620, 437-1620. It's the beginning of school. This is almost a serious, this actually is a serious topic, and I hate to do it at this time, but this is the time we've got to do it. So here's a go. Here's the thing. Is it bad for kids to be driven to school? Is it bad? if you want to phrase this as a frivolous topic, okay, here's the frivolous version of this. Is it bad for kids not to get the bus experience in life? Because that's what I was thinking about. I was thinking the other day about how, you know, the school bus experience is, what's the word I want? Unique. And cannot be gotten in any other way. Right? It's like gym class. You know, if you have gym class, you know what you get from gym class, and if you have the bus ride, you know what you get from the bus ride, and there's no substitute for gym class, and there's no substitute for the bus ride. But is it a loss when kids are driven to school? Like by the, because it's very common, right? You know, we live by a school. I'm very well aware of how many parents drive their kids to school. So that's my question of the day, 437-1620. I know it's not so much a frivolous one, but it's on my brain, so here we go. PJ, here's your options.
Okay.
Kids can ride the bus, kids can walk, kids can be driven, right? Chauffeur.
Is this what I think should happen, or?
It's what, you know, is it bad for kids to be driven to school?
My kids take the bus.
Nice. I like it. How old are your kids?
Teenagers.
Okay. Yeah. So high school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excellent. Well done. Their whole lives?
Yes.
Nice. All right. Meg?
Okay.
Well, when I was little, I remember my mother driving me to like pre-K, kindergarten, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when I was old enough, when we had like elementary school, middle school, I started riding the bus. So I think it had to do more for me with age a little bit, just being old enough to kind of manage being, you know, my mother would walk me to the bus stop and,
right.
you know, just get on the bus. It was kind of that first venture into independence
yes.
as a little kid. A little scary, but after a while, then it was kind of cool. Like, yeah, I'm riding the bus today. Like, I thought I was cool. Then later, as a teenager, I couldn't wait to get a car.
Yeah.
Okay. And get off the bus.
that, I think, that encapsulates my own experience / perception of the school bus.
Right.
Which is, riding the bus is a rite of passage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a opportunity to manage your own time and your own space and your own activity and to be in charge and to be unsupervised or mildly supervised, right?
Well, learn how to get along with the other kids
exactly.
on the bus.
Exactly. You learn to handle friendships and social situations and bullies, God forbid, but still
mm-hmm.
you learn to handle
there.
Or not there. I mean, the bus ride can be an unpleasant experience, mm-hmm. but that's also part of life. Waiting at the bus stop is an act of independence. Getting off and on the bus stop. It's a de-helicoptering, right? We have helicopter parents these days who want to be involved in everything. Text me when you get there, and they've got the My Kid app and all the whatever, all the stuff. And you grow up. That's a part of growing. And then, and this is also relevant to me, I've got, you know, one kid who drives, of mm-hmm. course. You know, he lives in South Carolina. He better drive. One kid who is learning and almost there, and one kid who has not yet but wants to. And kids these days don't want to drive. It's my experience. They want to wait. And I think it's because there's no need to.
Mm.
They didn't have to take the bus. Mom always drove, or dad always drove them to school. And so I know for me, one of my biggest reasons I wanted to drive, oh my God, I don't want to ride this bus anymore.
Exactly. That was my motivation,
I
too.
Want, and because it was cool to be able to drive to
yes,
school.
Yes, absolutely.
And judging by the number of cars at not just the elementary and the middle school, but the high school.
Even if it wasn't my mom's god-awful station wagon.
Hey, the starter car has a place in this world, okay?
I'll never forget. Squire.
Yes.
Sorry. Country
Dodge
Squire
Colt.
Station wagon.
Dodge Colt. You know, it was terrible. I mean, but perfect.
Right. That's, I was thrilled.
You want a slow, crappy car for a kid. That's what you want.
That's right.
Less damage for them, less damage to them. They won't get as much trouble if they're not driving a great car. Anyway, we'll come back. Text in just a second. PJ's got traffic on the 5. Speaking of.
I-10 and 110.
You're off.
I-10 and 110 both looking.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, I'm only the producer. I-10 and 110 both looking good. Highway 90 clear from Milton to Pace. I'm PJ with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, PJ. All right, we got a bunch of... Oh, sorry, Meg, you were going to say something.
Well, I was just thinking of also the horrifying experience of, I think I was about 12, and my girlfriend and I decided we were going to play hopscotch behind the garage, and we missed the bus.
There you go.
And that was a whole nother...
Consequences.
Oh, my God. Where's the bus? It already came and went.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one.
Hey,
I haven't thought of that in years, too,
missing,
but that was
that's
a big
love
one.
That. Missing an appointment is a good learning tool. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Explaining right. to mom why I missed the bus.
Let's look at some of these texts. 437-1620. I rode the bus 1 year only. I would puke frequently from car sickness. Yeah, it can be unpleasant. Modern buses are better, but still, it's, yeah, I understand. We're at Gulf Breeze. Both kids since kindergarten have ridden the bus. Good for you. And listen, we did not practice what I'm preaching. We are in a weird place. We don't, it's, in I day in the 80s, probably would have walked to school where we lived because they were only in middle school at Brown Barge and we homeschooled. Well, my wife homeschooled all the rest of the time. Probably could have let them walk or ride their bikes. But to get there, you do have to cross one major, really dangerous intersection. Mm-hmm. And you're like, so they got carted to school.
We're
not far enough to do a bus. Like, we wouldn't qualify for the bus.
At one time, I lived across the street from school. So
yeah.
I did walk then.
And I have always self-doubted whether we should have made them walk or ride their bikes, you know, because, I did doubt that a lot. And it was super inconvenient, don't get me wrong. That's also a factor. It would have been nice to not have to take them, but we didn't. So I don't want to be all like high and mighty practice. We probably didn't live up to what I think I regret us doing. Anyway, let's see. My kids rode the school bus when it was available, walked when the school was close enough. I did drive my daughter to West Florida High when it started as it didn't have a bus and we were a bit far. Somebody says they don't need to ride the bus. It's like asking, is it bad to be homeschooled? Rite of passage, shaking my head. Oh, but, you know, look, this is one of those cases where I think they missed out on something. You know, the bus is an American experience, and, you know, my kids missed out on it. And just like, you know, my oldest did not live on campus when he went to UWF. And, I mean, there were all kinds of reasons why, and I think that's something missed out on. Let's see. Why subject kids to potential bullying on the bus? Because you need to learn that skill as an adult is what I'd say. The opportunity to spend that one-on-one time in the car back and forth every day was wonderful time. They have the school day to deal with all the other stuff.
That's nice. I like that.
I mean, okay. I see your value there. I attended a school system that had no buses. We carpooled from the neighborhood or we walked. Sadly, with all the negative things, bullies, et cetera, I'm not sure what the et cetera is, but you can imagine, it just seems rather threatening today. I'm 70 and I safely rode the bus as a child, but as a grandparent today, I mean, maybe the world is not quite as scary as it seems. Let's see. I first revolted against the bus in kindergarten. I walked the mile and a half home when the bus was more than half an hour late at the end of school day and caused something of an incident. Whatever. I like that. My parents drove me to school, and 437-1620, if you want to weigh in. The question of the day is it better for kids? Are they missing something if they don't ride the bus at some point to school? My parents drove me to school and picked me up from school and grammar school. I carpooled for 2 years in high school with other friends until I got a car, got my driver's license. Oh, that was the halfway best, is having the friend who drove, you know, because they would pick you up.
But that was me.
You were definitely the beholden one.
My 16th birthday was in January, so I was one of the first to get the license, right?
Yeah. let's see. My favorite part of riding the bus was shooting spitballs out the windows at cars. Too many kids today are missing out on that.
Gosh, I haven't thought about spitballs in a long time.
You should totally ask, what is it? School transportation? I don't know what this is. Sorry, I don't get that comment. I had no problem with, Malcolm Ballinger. She totally asked Malcolm about school transportation in England.
Oh.
Now I get it. I thought you were talking about Malcolm Thomas, the superintendent. I couldn't make sense of this. Earlier this week, a teen from England told me they only have public transportation. Okay, right, which is, you know, more true in England than it is here. I had no problem with my kids riding the bus until kids started getting smartphones in elementary school. I'm not okay with unsupervised internet usage on the bus. Who knows what my kids would have seen?
Ooh.
So I drove my kids. You know,
that's a whole different thing. Gosh.
I would encourage instead a society that had kids that didn't have the phones in the first place. That would be better. But I'm yelling at the wind on that one a little bit. I hate the mother car lines. I grew up with both within 2 miles in or out of walking the bus. Lived it. Toughen up, kids. Yeah, just the kind of the grow up, you know, the chance to, as you said, Megan, I love that you started with that observation that, you know, you get to grow up and you get to make friends, deal with adversity, the bus experience, navigate the world, and it's an incentive to get your driver's license. And you're not the center of the world, and the transportation world will not cater to you, so, which is, you know, pretty good. You get to wait outside in the elements. It's good. For you. Toughen up. You know, it's good for you. 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are just really, really good at this. 165 homes sold last year. That means that on average, 3.5-4 a week. Week after week after week. So they know what the market's doing. They know what people are interested in. And, you know, one of the benefits of that experience is, like, when you're selling a house, you don't do this very often. And so you want a consultant, an expert, a real estate agent who does this a lot and really doesn't have to speculate about what a home is worth or what kinds of things will or will not appeal to people or how to stage it, or just you want somebody who knows and can come in and say, okay, we're going to fix this and this and that's got to change, and or no, this is fantastic and here's how we're going to photograph it and list it and all that. That kind of expertise is worth thousands and thousands of dollars to you and is worth a faster experience and one that actually gets to closing, which, of course, is the goal. And when you close that many properties all the time, you know how to get it done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income,
Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games. Plus, weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Veterans' concerns. One of them has taken over a decade, and we yet have seen, even though it's funded, we have yet to see bathrooms at Veterans Memorial Park. That's a big deal. Every day I'm getting either calls or emails of Vietnam veterans that are suffering from bladder cancer now all of a sudden as a result of Agent Orange that was dropped on them. So we have 58,322 names etched on black granite walls in the city of Pensacola. We have the funding available, no bathrooms. But we love our Blues. Are we expecting these people to provide us circuses? I don't think so. I think we need to have bathrooms there, and we need to have them done immediately.
I didn't understand that last comment about circuses, but that's Chris Dosev at the city council meeting complaining about, criticizing the lack of bathroom facilities at the Veterans Memorial Park, which has been... Man, that has been, he's right, it's been an ongoing problem for as long as I have lived here, 11 years, and, you know, we temporarily had a thing, and then that got taken away, and then there's the property line dispute between the Community Maritime Park and the Admiral Mason Park, and, you know, portlets or, and or the, you know, Portland Loo, or the possibility of having a permanent facility. I thought that had been funded, and, you know, where are we? Well, D.C. Reeves, as he does, gave an update.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Actually, let me get traffic first from PJ, and then we'll give you D.C. Reeves' answer. Go ahead, PJ.
9 miles accident-free and not showing any delays in Car City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. D.C. Reeves answering the questions raised by Chris Dosev about the lack of bathroom facilities at Veterans Memorial Park.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Just an update for council as well. I agree. We're super excited that after 10 years of talking about bathrooms that those are going to RFP and certainly appreciate your support when we were able to get the $750,000 grant to make that happen. So I can certainly understand if you've been in it for 10 years, that's been a long battle, but for the 2.5 we've been here, we've secured the funding that never existed. You guys have approved that funding. We should have bids very soon and going under construction for those bathrooms. So want to take that opportunity to point out where we were. Thanks.
Great. Thank you for that update, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, finally at long last. I mean, that's, you know, great when it happens. We've been wanting this for forever. 437-1620. Oh, we have the Listener Advisory Board survey. If you go to newsradio923.com, which is where you'd go if you want to listen to the podcast, unless you do it on the app, which is also fantastic, News Radio Pensacola, the app, you can, you know, listen to the show later. If you, you know, let's say you drive into work from 8 to 9, you're hearing me right now, or 8:39, you hear me now, but you don't hear the 6 o'clock hour. Well, you can go listen to it on the app. We podcast the entire show, so you can listen to it whenever you want to. Anyway, if you go to the website itself, there is a pop-up menu that'll ask you to take this quick survey. It takes about 5 minutes to fill out, and you get to tell us what you like and don't like about the station and, you know, give us your input, which is how we try to accommodate the interests or concerns that you have and try to be responsive. So that's only good through this month. Like, we're going to only have it up through the rest of this month, through August. So when you go there, be sure to fill it out. We take that feedback very seriously. 437-1620. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? It went straight out of my brain because I got to talking about that. Oh, one of the, I don't know, weird sort of promotions that has come up. I'm looking at you, PJ, because I feel like maybe this might be up your alley, but have you seen the newest product collaboration with Campbell's Soup?
I have not.
And
Campbell's is cracking open a collaboration with Pabst Blue Ribbon, releasing two new beer-flavored chunky soups. So the soups, cheese with potatoes and chorizo, also beef, bacon, and beer chili with beans, they'll be available at Walmart later this month.
I just figure you're from Wisconsin, so, you know, Pabst is like, makes you happy to think about. This is your Midwest kid, so no.
It does.
Okay. Yeah. This is the weirdest thing to me. When did Campbell's soup decide to pair its chunky soups, and they're gonna pair with a beer company? And of all the beer companies in America, all the beer brands in America that they could pick, PBR? What? I mean, you couldn't swing the deal with Keystone Light? I don't even know. Do they still make hams? I don't know, you know, from the land of sky blue waters. I mean, Pabst Blue Ribbon? This is your high-end flavor-enhancing additive is PBR? Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, no, the two soups that I see here, they've got one is a chili, and it's beef, bacon, and beer chili. Beef, bacon, and beer chili. And then the second one is... beer cheese with potatoes and chorizo soup. I'm a fan of chunky soups, okay? I am a chicken corn chowder till I die kind of guy, right? But no. I mean, am I wrong? PJ, you're a Midwestern kid?
No.
Are you going to buy?
Probably not.
Campbell's chunky beer chili?
Yeah, probably not.
Beer cheddar soup? You could have done better. That's what I said.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3.